Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
Look who we have here. It's Rahimi Harris and Grody. We got Marshall Harris. We got Clay Harbor. And we have the man, the myth, the legend. We have him. His name is Russell Dorsey.
Hi, Robbie.
Nice to see you, Russ.
It's a very different interaction than what was happening off air just moments ago.
What was our hourly? Question number 1. How disappointed will you be if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play on Sunday?
I mean, I'll be mildly disappointed for all of the Chicago Bears fans out there that would love nothing more than to see Aaron Rodgers get further hurt in some shape, form, or fashion. But I don't really care. Get a dub. Like, just get a dub. And if Aaron Rodgers being out there hurt helps you to get a dub, fine. If Aaron Rodgers not playing at all and having Mason Rudolph start helps, fine. Just get a dub by any means necessary.
0 out of 10. Right, like I don't know why I'm not even gonna say people in this city still have this, they hold on to that Packers Bears thing with Aaron Rodgers. Let it go. It's over. It's done. The guy's 55 years old. He's hurt. He's on his third team. It doesn't matter anymore. You need to focus on you. And so this whole I need to still think about Aaron Rodgers thing is weird.
There's a message in there somewhere.
I played long enough to know that injuries happen. Look at the Bears defense. Kyler Gordon, TJ Edwards, Jalen Johnson. They ain't playing, okay? They're not playing either. If Aaron Rodgers isn't playing, like I said, I'm playing with the Eagles. We play against the Bears. Julius Peppers didn't play that game. Was I mad about it? Are you telling me I'm mad about that?
Absolutely not.
No, I'm not mad about it. Okay, we can run different things. I don't have to worry about blocking Julius Peppers, who can tie his shoes standing up. Okay, if he plays, am I going to be scared? No. I'm going to attack him, go at him, but my job will be a lot harder, and we have a much better chance of success if he doesn't play. There is a drop-off from the starting quarterback to the number 2 quarterback with the Steelers. So I'm completely fine if he doesn't play, because guess what? That increases the probability of the Bears winning and the probability of the Bears making a run to the NFL playoffs.
And for all the people out there who say, yeah, but you got to beat really good teams in order to prove that you're good because we haven't really beaten anyone. Bruh, the Eagles are up next. Don't The Eagles are literally next in Philadelphia. You will find out what your team is when you go to Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, you also have the Packers twice, the Lions again, and you got to go play in Santa Clara to take on the Niners.
Five on it.
Number two.
We're in year four of the Ryan Poles era. Is this the season he finally gets his first drafted player to the Pro Bowl? And also, Pro Bowl voting begins Thanksgiving Day.
I'll go first because mine's short. No.
All right, next. Yes, yes, yes. Darnell Wright, Lane Johnson, Liz Frank injury. The Bears are probably going to miss Lane Johnson. They'll have Fred Johnson starting at right tackle.
Different Johnson?
Darnell Wright is the second best left tackle if Lane Johnson's out. So, in my opinion, yes, Darnell Wright is going to make the Pro Bowl. So, yes, Ryan Poles gets his first draft pick in the Pro Bowl.
I'm looking at a text the texter just sent. Russell has not walked a mile in Bears fan shoes and understand the pain.
Do you want to tell them where you grew up? Is this the time?
30 miles south of the city. Like 30 minutes south of the city.
Lifelong.
I've been here for the entire Aaron Rodgers run in Green Bay. Like, I know exactly what he did to the Bears. Like, that whole, I own you. I was the person that said, well, he was right. Like, why are y'all mad? Anyway, for me, It does an alternate count in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it counts as a Pro Bowler.
I think Caleb's going to be an alternate.
Wow. Okay.
I think Caleb's going to be an alternate. I'm not saying he's going to get voted in, but Matt, like, there are going to be enough guys.
Matt Stafford, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts played well enough to be a Pro
Sam
Bowler?
Sam Darnold, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield.
That's a lot of quarterbacks.
I don't think Jordan Love's been necessarily better than
Dak Prescott. Hasn't had a great year as a team, but so, he's been playing.
Yeah, Sam Darnold was playing at MVP levels and has come back to earth the last 3 weeks. Jordan Love has been yeah. So like, I think Caleb, the way he's playing, could be an alternate, especially if some guys say are in the playoffs still.
It's true.
And some guys get hurt. Like, you can easily see a world where Caleb goes to the Pro Bowl this year.
This year,
as an alternate.
Okay. All right, you know, I'll allow that. I will concede that I was wrong and maybe a little premature with my no, but that is my answer.
What about Darnell Wright? No? Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
All right, that's fine.
You don't think Caleb Williams is going to get the votes, though? I feel like this city, if he get, like, let's say the Bears go to the playoffs and they have 10 wins. He has to go to the Pro Bowl.
The alternate was how I hedged Robbie.
I just think,
I wasn't sure, but, like, yeah, I think he is one of the best seven quarterbacks in the NFC this year.
Like, which quarterbacks in the NFL are the biggest lightning rods this year? I think Caleb Williams is a top three. If you mention his name on a national show, that's going to get some clicks. That's going to get some attention.
I'm looking now because I want to know when
Matt Stafford, Josh Allen, obviously Pat Mahomes is 5-5, but he's still a guy that people love to talk about. Jordan Love down year. Drake May, MVP. I mean, this guy could be the MVP. He's right there in the MVP voting. What he's done has been incredible.
Yeah, but he's in the other conference, so he's not a,
I know.
Yeah.
They're just saying lightning rods total, I thought.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Five on it.
Number three.
This is 500 on 670, The Score Special Edition with Marshall Harris, Clay Harbor, co-host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN, Russell Dorsey, Yahoo Sports National MLB Insider. Gentlemen, I will ask you to refer to that piece of paper I have handed you. That is the Pro Football Talk's rankings for this week. 3/4 of the NFC North are in the top 10 of Pro Football Talk's Week 12 power rankings. The Packers are up one spot at number 10. The Lions fell five spots and came in at number 9. The Bears are up three spots and came in at number 7. Do you agree with the way PFT ranked the teams in the division?
I'll let the football guy answer this question first. I have very specific thoughts. Clay, what do you think?
Well, this is easy because I do my own power rankings on CHSN. It doesn't match. So here we go. Real quick. I'll do this in 20 seconds. I have Eagles, then Rams, then Patriots, then Broncos, then Colts, then Bills, Seahawks, Ravens, Lions, Bears. They have Rams, Colts, Broncos, Eagles, Patriots, Seahawks, Bears, Bills, Lions, Packers. I don't have it the same way. I don't think the Packers, after what I've seen from them, are probably top 10. I got them at 13.
Wow. But you have the Bears where?
I got the Bears at 10. I got the Bears in the top 10 in the league in my power rankings. Russ, what you think?
7 feels high. Like, I know the record is what the record is, right? And so if you're the Bears, you're fine winning games where you have a win is a win is a win, right? Do you think the Bears are a better football team than the Buffalo Bills?
No,
absolutely not.
Do you think they're a better team than the Detroit Lions?
Certainly not.
Do you think they're better than the Baltimore Ravens right now?
No.
No.
I know they're not.
No. They lost to the Ravens with Tyler Huntley, and now you got the Ravens at 15. This is a power ranking. This isn't of what your record is right now. Lamar's back. Their defense is a top 5 defense in the last 4 games. Like, come on, the Ravens
are the Bears a better team than a healthy San Francisco 49ers?
I think they could play with the Niners.
I think they can play with them, but I think... But
then that means that's the team that's 14, so we're talking about them as if they're like 12 or 13.
I think the Bears should be somewhere between probably 11 and 15.
Well, the Steelers are 12. This will be a big week. They got the Steelers at 12. Me, on the other hand, I got the Steelers... Man, I don't even see where I got the Steelers.
Did you leave the Steelers?
I got the Steelers at 17.
17.
They got the Steelers at 12.
I think what it is all the teams, I'm sorry, like the next 7 or 8 teams on this power rankings, they all have a better win under their belt than the Bears have because the Bears haven't beaten anybody that's 500 or.
You can only play who's on the schedule, Marshall.
I understand that, but they had a game against a team with a plus 500 record. How did that go?
It didn't go well, but watching the film of that game, they weren't as far off as you think they were. It looked ugly against the Lions, but watching the tape, it's never as good as it looks. It's never as bad as it looks. That game, I will die on that hill, was not as bad as it looks. I think they have a good chance to beat the Lions if they play again.
You watch tape, I watch scoreboards.
Number 4.
Can Shota Imanaga still be a great pitcher for the Cubs?
See, I almost need a definition of what the word great is. I'm going to
say great. There's good,
I know.
And there's great.
So how do you delineate between good and great?
To me, in baseball, great is sub 3 ERA.
Oh, then he was never a great pitcher. Maybe for a stretch
like
or two.
Good is sub 4. Like, if you have, like, a middle 3s ERA, that's a really good
I don't think somebody
pitcher.
With, like, a 3.75 ERA is
But
good.
Great is, like, a 2.8 with 200 punchies. Like, you're talking about your elite starting pitchers in Major League.
Dylan Cease is great? Because he doesn't have that
He didn't play like that this past season.
That's what I'm saying, guys. I'm just... That's why I say the delineation needs to be clear.
I have a higher bar than most people, though. When it comes to the like good,
I thought you were talking about something else.
All right, what's 24-11, 3.28 ERA, and 54 starts? That's his career with the Cubs. 24-11, 3.28, 54 starts.
It's a really good starting pitcher.
It's a really good starting pitcher.
But like, you have to look at what the trajectory has told you about Shota Imanaga.
Yeah, trajectory.
I think what you saw from him in 2024 and in the postseason, I think some of those things are real.
A lot of long balls,
which is why we got to this point. I think if Shota Imanaga And because you have to look at it for a 1-year deal, is a good starting pitcher that helps the Chicago Cubs be a better baseball team.
He is an out-getter.
I think to expect Shota Imanaga to be who he was in his first season in the big leagues, I think it's really hard to predict that or project that, considering that now the league has 3 years of tape on Shota Imanaga and have seen him. I also think, is there a way to reduce the amount of home runs? Maybe, maybe not.
I think he was coming back from a hamstring, that strain, maybe the first few starts. I mean, he was still 9-8, 3.7 ERA last year. I know he gave up a lot of long balls, but I think he can work his way back to be that guy. I know he's 33. That's getting up there, but I still think there's a few solid years under that belt.
What's interesting about it to me is while the home runs really took a jump up after he came back from that injury, he was great by your definition in the first half of the season when he posted a 2.65 ERA and a 0.926 whip. What's interesting about what happened when he came back, second half of the season, yes, the ERA was not good. It was 4.70. That is past your barometer for that. But the whip was still 1.043. So there's this idea that maybe if something is just changed a little bit, just a little adjustment, maybe the whip stays the same, but that gopher ball rate goes down.
20 homers
now
in the
good.
Final 12 outings.
Look, nobody knows that better than me because I was screaming it from the rooftops. Don't start this man in the postseason.
Yeah, man.
You were.
11 consecutive starts allowing a home run. Like, that's not a small
That means you know every time he goes out there, at least one
of
the balls.
At least one is going to leave the yard.
Yeah.
So I'll rephrase that question because you wanted to know what great means. Could you ever trust Shota Imanaga to start a playoff game moving forward? Could you ever be in a spot, or do you think he could get to that spot where you could trust him in any playoff
game? As part of a, you know, two-man.
Assuming they add, let's say they add one really solid starter this offseason, that would give you that new starter, assuming that Justin Steele's back in the second half of the season, and Jameson Taillon and Cade Horton. My gut says no.
Yeah, I think it would have to be a piggyback situation almost, or like the beginning of a bullpen game where the hook would be so short that it'd be like, well, is he even worth starting as a true starting pitcher? Because we don't expect him to get, let's say, more than 11 outs. We don't expect him to get into the fourth inning, fifth inning of a game. That's really what I look at, is if you can't give me two full trips through the order and, you know, give up one run or less, that's not a possibility, then what are we doing here? So, no, I don't think he can be great. I think he can be good. I think he can get a bunch of outs, keep the Cubs in games. And keeping a guy in games in 2025, now 2026, will simply be giving up three runs or less. I think he can do that enough times to be a valuable part of a rotation.
Five on it. Number five.
Last question here in Five on It with Marshall Harris, Clay Harbor, and Russ Dorsey. We got a lot of meat in this room, so here's our question. What's your most dreaded workout or exercise move? What is your favorite? So once again, what's your most dreaded workout or exercise move, and what is your favorite?
Russ, let's go.
I was going to say, the former professional athlete. Favorite right now, incline dumbbell press.
Yeah,
because I think it completely changed my chest workouts.
Yeah.
Right? Most people would say, oh, you best put 225 on the bench. It's bad upper for your
pec,
shoulders.
Upper pec.
Yeah, and it hits all the hits, other. Yeah. Yeah, I think incline dumbbell press
is
fantastic.
Marshall.
What, favorite?
Yeah.
Favorite for me is burpees. I'm the rare guy who loves burpees.
What?
Because here's why. I've got bad shoulders. The burpees don't do anything to my shoulders, and I feel like I'm doing something. So some people like tap out on burpees. I can just keep doing burpees.
I'd say my favorite is pull-ups.
Okay.
Hits full back, arms, lats, everything. It's great for your flexibility, everything. Pull-ups.
Least favorite.
Let's go, Russ.
Bulgarian split squats.
Oh, by far.
Right? Like
Bulgarian split squats.
I don't think there's anything else in the...
Let's make it a clean sweep.
Yeah.
It is indeed Bulgarian split squats. It's that
but
uncomfortable...
You're trying to find a way to put your foot on the bench.
When you kick your foot back...
With your toe? Do you go with your foot flat? Are you balancing right? But I will say this. One of the best workouts you can do for a leg day, unilateral, you work the balance, you work each leg. There's no imbalances there because you're working each leg separately. I think it's one of the best leg workouts you can do.
100%.
But
nobody loves it.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
Off pain.
They're not meatheads, guys. They just like to work out a lot.
Meat?
They just like to work out a lot. I mean, I appreciate it. See, this is why I had this question saved for this day. How long has this question been in the doc?
Oh, it's been probably almost a month. Less than maybe 3 weeks.
We didn't know when to bust this question out, but I had two guys, professional workouters, if you will. You don't need to do that, Clay. You don't need... Okay, for the Twitch feed, Clay is now taking off his jacket to show us that he is still in somewhat good shape.
I have full sleeves on.
You do have full sleeves on. Yeah, only because it's wintertime.
He's got a zip up. You know, under this zip up, he might not even have a shirt. You know,
do you have a shirt on under the zip?
So before I came here, I did a 5 mile run, and so I just had to change real quick, and just threw this on.
So there's nothing underneath the zip up.
See, Marshall, I knew it.
Yeah. Bonus question, by the way, Clay, have you ever gone into a grocery store with your shirt off and been asked to leave?
Never.
Have you ever gone into a grocery store with your shirt off?
No.
Okay, just make sure that's normal. Okay, all right, we're good with that.
No.
Good.
It's horrible context.
Horrible context.
I don't think that's fair.
I'm sorry. You went for a long run. You needed something to drink.
Just getting a water.
I got to put my shirt on.
But it's not important. We need to get the break. Robbie, Ray.
All right. We've got some breaking news. Oh. You want to do the breaking news now? Let's do it now. Breaking news. On the Score, brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. The Bears have designated Kyler Gordon for return and opened his 21-day practice window. This according to Adam Schefter. That's good news for the Bears defense.
You know why this is really good news? And I did this in my Clay's Corner yesterday in the Chicago Sports Network, Big Pro Football Show, 5:30 every day, by the way. I was asked to list the three most important players, defensive players for a Bears playoff push, and my third most important was Kyler Gordon. Here's why. The Bears are 30th in yards per drive and 27th in yards per target allowed to the slot receiver. 27th. Who is going to help you with that right away when he's healthy? Obviously, Kyler Gordon. He can guard a slot defender as good as anybody in the league, but he can also help you in the run game. This guy is a chess piece. We talked about this yesterday, the bishops, the knights, the rook. He is a queen. He can move all over the board. He can blitz. He can stop the run. He's good against the pass. He's good in zone. He's good in man. This is a great sign that he's going to be coming back soon, but 21-day window, I was hoping it would be a little sooner than that. We've only got him for two games all season, and the statistics of him while he's playing versus while he's not is ridiculous. It's like 10 points a game.
All right, so that, we're going to talk more about that. But first, you know, Russell Dorsey is here. So fresh from those winter meetings.
GM.
The GMs.
Winter's in 2 weeks.
Well, I was just clarifying. There's two sets of meetings. Okay. Nice. I never get to go to the GM. I've been to the winter meetings a bunch of times, but no one ever invites me to the GM meetings. So there's that. But you were there.
I was.
So you're our firsthand experience. You're going to tell us what you gleaned and learned from that. That's when we come back with more. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, Layla, Mark, they've got the day off. Russell Dorsey, Clay Harbor in studio with me, Marshall Harris on 670 The Score.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Russell Dorsey, national MLB insider for Yahoo Sports.
There's a chance that $22 million qualifying offer would come into play. Mm-hmm. What do you think happens?
It's just good business at this point to offer him the qualifying offer, for him to turn it down, sign elsewhere, and then I think you get the compensation on the back end.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
I think if you're the Cubs and you saw how the back half of that season went for Shota Imanaga, have we seen the best of him already? And if the answer to that simple question is yes, you should have done what they did yesterday.
Russell Dorsey on 670 The Score. The Score.
Normally, Russell Dorsey would join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, but he has been kind enough to grace us with his real-life presence here in the studios. That would be the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It's Russell Dorsey, it's Clay Harbor, it's Marshall Harris. We're hanging out. Layla and Mark have the day off, but Russell, how fortuitous are we to have you in studio a day after Shota Imanaga agrees to the $22 million qualifying offer, which will keep him in a Cubs uniform for yet another season? Were you surprised by this like I was surprised by this?
So I was listening to the clip. I was listening to the clip of me coming in about how they could get compensation to be signed elsewhere. So the thing about the qualifying offer is you get, it's around 3 weeks after the World Series from the time the team offers or extends the qualifying offer to the time that a guy can accept it or decline it. And I think for Shota Imanaga, in that time, guys get to talk to other teams and kind of see what that value is to make the most educated decision for them. And I think when Shota Imanaga went to market and said, all right, what's out here for me? I think him and his representative realized, like, okay, like this is probably the best financial situation short term. And I'm in a place that I like. I'm in a place where I signed when I came from Japan. Accept the qualifying offer and then try to rebuild your value in 2026 and then go from there.
I want to point out,
I would say a little bit surprised that another team didn't say, you know what, we'll give you 22 and a half, 23 for a year or two and then go from there. But yeah, I think the Cubs, it ended up being a sound business decision for them to do that, like we talked about the last time I was with you guys. And now you go into 2026, or you go into the rest of the offseason saying, okay, we definitely have Shota Imanaga, we have Matthew Boyd, we have Cade Horton, we have Jameson Taillon. You're going to get Justin Steele in the second half of the season, coming back from Tommy John surgery.
Oh, you think it's going to be the second half? You don't think any earlier than that?
I don't think you just – that's me saying you don't rush it. There's no reason to rush it with some of the depth that they have.
Well, now that they have – yeah, I see what you're saying. Now that they have Imanaga, there's no reason to rush him coming back.
Right. Like, as him – if Justin being one of your top two starters, it makes no sense to try to rush him back.
Okay. I'm with that. I just want to give a little bit of context here because this qualifying offer – understand, we didn't have the qualifying offer until 2012. And entering this winter, only 14 – out of 144 players who had been extended the qualifying offer had accepted. 14 out of 144. That number is now 18 out of 157 because four players, Trent Grisham, the outfielder for the New York Yankees, who hit 34 bombs last year, Gleyber Torres, the infielder for the Detroit Tigers, and Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff all accepted that. And I wonder if that's more about the 2027 lockout that's looming or something else.
So that's something that's come up a lot over the last 24 hours. In my opinion, it's a factor, but it's a secondary or tertiary factor. I think the primary factor is what is most important to that player's market. Right, like for Shota Imanaga, that was about his market. Right, for Trent Grisham, that's probably about his market. for Gleyber Torres, that's probably about his market. Like, nope. Kyle Tucker wasn't worried about that. Kyle Schwarber wasn't worried about that. Like, it was only the, what I call them, tier three level free agents that you really have that conversation with. And we're still talking about 11% of all the players that have ever been offered or extended a qualifying offer have accepted. Like, that's a really small number. Do I think the potential work stoppage after the end of next season plays a part? Maybe. And maybe it's something you discuss with your agent. But, like, that being the primary thing, I don't think that's true at all.
Do you think the Cubs, do you think Jed thought that he was going to decline the offer and in turn they would get the draft pick capital back for him? Do you think that's a possibility?
I think when you extend a guy an offer, there's a 50% chance of that happening. I think you go in, you extend the offer, and then if the guy accepts, you're like, hey, we're happy to have our guy back. If he turns it down and goes to market, you're like, hey, man, we appreciate you for everything you've done. We will gladly accept that capital, that compensation in the draft in return. But I don't think the Cubs were like, damn, this man accepted the qualifying offer. No, I don't think it's like that at all. Like, you can never have enough starting pitching. $22 million for a guy that you know who can potentially be better than he was last season is not a crazy number. Starting pitching is really expensive. And so now that you have five guys, if you include Justin Steele in there, under contract and potentially adding another starting pitcher this offseason, I think this is a good place to be if you're the Cubs. And now you just kind of have a roadmap now for the rest of your offseason.
You named the guys that they have. You named in addition to Imanaga. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. I know they want another starting pitcher, a power starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. But with Imanaga back now on a $22 million deal, knowing that that other guy you're talking about is going to be north of $30 million AAV, mm-hmm. should they instead prioritize adding a bat over that pitcher? Not to say they can't get both, but I'm saying should the priority shift? Because I think there's a disconnect between the Cubs front office and the Cubs fans that they're like, we want to see more offense. Go fix our offense.
I'd answer that question two ways. One, you have a significant amount of money coming off the books after next year. And so I wouldn't look at Shota's $22 million being the reason they can't do both of those things. You know what I mean? In terms of bat, I'm assuming you're talking about Alex Bregman again?
I'm just talking about anybody at this point.
Well, like, see, I think it's important to be specific when you talk about the player that you add, because assuming Kyle Tucker doesn't return, and that's the assumption I'm
going
with.
What's the odds there? I'm definitely going with that same assumption.
I'm saying, what's higher than zero?
1%? Kyle, I think there's Schwarber? there's a 1.6% chance Kyle Tucker is a Cub next year.
There's a non-zero chance, but I would put that number at one.
Blue Jays.
I think that would be a really good fit for him.
How about Kyle Schwarber? Any chance he gets back in Chicago?
It's hard for me to see that. Yeah. Like, I know that's the one that Cubs fans have been dying for. It's like the one that got away.
Yeah. I have one of those. Marshall does too.
But I think,
wow.
I think for the Cubs, you need a guy. If in the first half of last year, you saw exactly why you add a Kyle Tucker level player. Like, the rest of that lineup got significantly better because he was there. You pull that guy out of the lineup with not knowing what version of PCA you're going to get in 2026. You have a lot of questions in that lineup again. And so for me, that guy is Alex Bregman. Like, they were right there. They were one of the finalists for him before he ended up signing with
the
Boston.
Were they right there, though? Because it seems like if you don't come in second place.
Third.
Third seems like there's people, multiple, willing to pay more money than you. That's bad. That's not good.
Hear me out. All I'm saying is you got another opportunity to make that right. Right? And I think that's a guy that can help change your lineup again. But you need that guy. Like, without to use a term from my friend Dan O'Dowd, an aircraft carrier type of guy in the middle of that lineup. Now, Michael Bush was fantastic in 2025. And so I think you have one guy that can be a solid bat in the middle of your lineup. But you need more than one. Like, to be the Toronto Blue Jays, to be the Los Angeles Dodgers, to be the Philadelphia Phillies, like, those teams have multiple dudes in the middle of their lineup that you can rely on in leverage moments. The Cubs need that as well. But I still think they need that power arm in their rotation, whether that is, you know, Michael King or Dylan Cease.
PCA, for me, the trend was not, he had a great first half of the season. He fell off hard. So for me, you have to look at what did you do for me lately? You can't expect to get that first half of the year PCA back. You got to bring more bats in here. Even when you're talking about, say, a Suzuki, he hit for more power in the first half. I think in the second half, he didn't hit for as much power. You can't expect, look how these guys finished the year is what I'm saying. It's the same in football. It's what did you do for me lately? And those guys down the stretch weren't the same players they were at the beginning. And I showed Marshall these numbers. The Cubs' offensive rating, March and April 1st, May 3rd, June 15th, July 11th, September 11th, August 27th. Down when you start getting to the lower half of the season, you didn't see as much production in that part of the season.
I think with they had that collective slump for, let's call it, 6 or 7 weeks where it was, I think it was Michael Bush was the only guy in the lineup that was hitting. You know, Dansby was going through a slump. Ian Happ was just starting to come out of it. PCA was really looking bad at the plate. Saya had no power and was struggling mightily. Carson Kelly, after, you know, the first half that he had, wasn't swinging the bat as well. I think if you're the Cubs, you're saying, there's no way we can have all these guys have a collective slump again. But the other thing you got to say is, well, we need to do something else to kind of optimize the talent that we have. I think PCA is the wild card because he is still a very young player. There is still growth and development there. I'm not saying he's the close to 500 OPS player that he showed in the second half of the season, but I don't think he's the 900, 950,000 OPS guy that he showed in the first half. Can you get PCA to being an 800 OPS player consistently?
Yeah, if you do
that.
I think
that's really big, because if you have that with the defense, you have a perennial all-star at the position.
Certainly, that's the way that looks, and we're going to revisit this conversation throughout the winter because the Cubs need upgrades on both the mound and obviously at the plate as well. We're going to take a break from this talk and get back to the big news of the day. Kyler Gordon, the 21-day window has been activated as he returns to practice. Clay Harbor, Russell Dorsey, and me, Marshall Harris, will talk about that more on the other side. You're listening to Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
homes.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Score.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Rattler with pressure coming, and Rattler is going to go down. Kyler Gordon. It was something that Kellen Moore told us he was really concerned about. With Kyler coming back, it gave him the ability to blitz him a little bit more. He saw it. It happened.
Listening to the description of Kyler Gordon's ability, but we all know the best ability is availability. We're working on that. The Bears designating Kyler Gordon for return, opening his 21-day practice window. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody, Layla Mark. They've got the day off. So Russell Dorsey and Clay Harbor in studio with your boy Marshall Harris, hanging out for the next 15 minutes. At least Russell is. I appreciate you sticking around past the baseball talk, because we know you have football takes when it comes to your beloved Chicago Bears, not that you haven't been following them like the Texans have accused you of.
Yeah, that person apologized, so I appreciate the apology.
They did?
No, they were like, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
You know, we appreciate the accountability on the text line.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
But seriously, Kyler Gordon coming back, and now I'm circling that Green Bay game, the one just beyond the Black Friday game against the Eagles, is could you have Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, and TJ Edwards all back? And if that happens, might be cooking with fish grease if you're Dennis Allen.
Yeah, did you watch Infinity Endgame? It's like when Thanos started dropping the stones.
What was the name of that movie again?
Endgame, right?
Avengers Endgame. Avengers, you just combined two movies. Yeah, it's fine.
Avengers Endgame. He starts dropping the, you know, things in his gauntlet.
Oh, the power. Okay,
the power stones. Yeah. This defense is going to be getting back to full strength. They're not going to be relying on the 22 turnovers being one of the worst passing defenses in the league. And I got some numbers here, Marshall, for you, just to tell you what Kyler Gordon brings to this Bears team, right? So with Gordon, he's only been in two games this year, but they're 2-0 without him, 5-3. With him, 19 points per game. Without him, 28.3 points per game. With him, 5-4 touchdown to interception ratio. Without him, 16-10. With him, 84 rushing yards per game. Without him, 145 rushing yards per game. I compare him to a guy I used to play against a lot. I'm not saying he's as good as this guy, but when he's healthy, he can do a lot of the same things, and that's Troy Polamalu. You don't know where this guy's going to line up.
Hall of Famer Troy Polamalu?
Hall of Famer Troy Polamalu. I'm not saying he's Troy Polamalu. I'm saying when you watch the game tape of Troy Polamalu, we're trying to figure out where this guy's at. He's on the line of scrimmage. When the ball is snapped, somehow he gets back to his deep third for cover three. That Troy Polamalu. I'm not saying that they're giving that freedom to Kyler Gordon, but he does a lot of different things. You can blitz him off of both corners. Corner cat. You can play him in the run game. You can play him in a linebacker position. You can put him on a tight end. You can put him on a receiver. The first thing Dennis Allen said when he signed here, what did he say?
He said, Kyler Gordon intrigues me, and he's the only man that was named by name at that press conference.
One player, Kyler Gordon. And what did they do to prove how much they were intrigued and know they needed him? They made him the highest paid nickel cornerback at that time in the entire NFL. He is going to be a huge weapon for Dennis Allen to use. That was something he was counting on. We haven't seen the best of Dennis Allen because he hasn't had the players that he thought he was going to have. Jalen Johnson, a number one lockdown cornerback, playing in a half of one game, not even. Kyler Gordon playing in two games. TJ Edwards playing in two games. Like, these are big time players that you count on. Now you become a team with depth when you get these guys back, and you can make your game plan so much more sophisticated and confuse a lot of these opposing quarterbacks, wide receivers, running backs with what you're throwing at them, because you have the dogs to do so.
I just think that we're in a position right now where Ben Johnson has to feel pretty good about where his team is. They survived the first 10 weeks of the season at 7-3. The gauntlet is coming, but they may have the weapons to deal with the gauntlet in a much more efficient way. Here's Ben Johnson just moments ago talking about Kyler Gordon in that practice window opening.
With Kyler's window opening, what do you sort of anticipate shaking out the nickel? And has CJ done enough that you want to get both those guys out?
Yeah, I mean, I think CJ is definitely a playmaker. And so he's a guy that we're going to want on the field. And when we feel good about Kyler being ready, we'll make sure we have a good plan in place in terms of how we set that up.
With Kyler and Jalen, how do you keep your tabs on their readiness in the coming weeks, or you just rely on
support staff to let you know when they're good to go?
Yeah, we have a plan. We have a plan in place. It's something that we had a lot of trust in the support staff, just like you mentioned, between the training room and then our sports science department. We'll make sure that we're acclimating them properly. And last thing we want to do is put a player in a spot where he could potentially hurt himself again. So we'll be very smart about that. But at the same time, I know that they want to be out there, and they're pushing hard to be game ready, whether that's this week or not. But we're doing all of our due diligence to make sure we're smart about it.
Does the depth that you have at that position, though, in the secondary, give you maybe a little bit longer of a leash before activating those guys, potentially the need to not feel to rush them back?
Well, I mean, we feel good about the depth in all of our positions, and we've been saying all along, you know, guys that are on the practice squad to guys that were special teamers to start the season, whenever their number gets called and we need to count on them for however long we need to count on them, they need to be ready. And so I think that's been an example of that. You know, I think we've had some good play there in the back end. You know, McLeod's been a guy that comes to mind. He goes out there and he battles every single day. Nickel, outside corner. You know, I'm really proud of what he's been able to put on tape, and he just competes his tail off. And so, we clearly want them back. They're really good players, and they will certainly help us out. But I think the guys in their stead have been doing a heck of a job.
That is Ben Johnson speaking just moments ago about the Bears' decision to designate Kyler Gordon for return, opening his 21-day practice window. Ben Johnson saying the team has a plan. Doesn't sound like they're going to be rushing anything, because it sounds like they have a very specific plan, as we talk with Clay Harbor, Russell Dorsey here on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. And guys, listening to Ben Johnson, it sounds like he's organized a way to handle this properly.
Yeah, and he mentioned a couple things that I wanted to hit on. Number one, you have time because you're 7-3. Like, you don't have to say, like, if they weren't and you're still trying to win games, you're like, oh man, we got the Eagles coming up. Like, maybe we can get them in there this week and maybe put them on a snap count. You don't have to do that, right? You've brought in CJ Gardner-Johnson that has given you a spark. And it's funny because Kyler Gordon, and Clay brought this up, he's their best blitzer from the secondary. And you brought in a guy in CJ Gardner-Johnson that does that exact thing well. So when Kyler Gordon comes back, maybe he doesn't have to assume all that responsibility right away. I think it makes you a better team in the long run. But yeah, like, you have the 21 days. You can use the 21 days. And while you're still winning football games, like, especially for a guy that has an injury history and has re-injured himself before, take all the precautions. Take as much time as you and he needs to say, okay, all the doctors are in agreement. All the trainers are in agreement. He can go out there and not put himself at risk. Do that. And if you have a better player on the back end, you're going to thank yourself later.
It sounds like they're certainly in position to improve from a personnel standpoint. The C.D. Gardner-Johnson trade just comes up big in a moment like this when you've seen what he's done so far. And now, as you mentioned, Russ, being able to kind of ease Kyler Gordon back into this role. Dennis Allen's got to be happy. Ben Johnson's got to be happy. I know Bears fans are happy. They're hoping that Mr. Gardner-Johnson, if Aaron Rodgers plays, gets put on his back several times by him. So we'll see what happens. We take a timeout. We say thank you to Russell Dorsey for stopping by. Thanks, Russ.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Russ. Appreciate it.
We appreciate having you. We continue the conversation. Clay and I will be joined by Danny Parkins. You may have heard of him. He He does his thing now on a national level, but he's so kind and humble to join us here on his old home, 670 Score. That's when we come back after the break.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.